I don't want to, you know, having coach a guy like Maurice, can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I haven't coached him yet, but from what I understand, you know, and seen of him, you know, he's a hell of a player and an even better person. Mm-hmm. And so I look forward to working with him.
What he is a great player. He's coming off an injury. What do you try to add to him? What do you when you coach a guy like that who's
right.
been at the highest level? What kind of things can you bring?
Well, I think there's always better and new innovative ways to do things. Mm-hmm. Second set of eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously looking at things from the outside. You know, and you can basically see things that he can't see. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just be there for him and just be the type of motivator and person that he can rely on, and we'll get the job done together.
When you coach a fewer amount of guys, you must develop pretty good relationships with them.
So right.
You don't have, you know, 15 guys where you've got that little core of running backs. Can you
right.
talk about that?
I mean, my whole philosophy is, you know, anybody can learn the X's and O's. Mm-hmm. I've always been the guy that had a great rapport, you know, with the players that I've coached, and to get them to go above and beyond, you know, to call a duty, and I think that's the key.
What did you like? What do you like about your head coach?
Gus?
Gus? Exactly?
You know, I don't have a personal relationship with Gus, but from everything I hear about him and just my short time being with him, I mean, he's a wonderful person. When we first sat down and you know, had a good sit down, and he went over his philosophy. I mean, he had me pumped up. You know, I wanted to put the pads on, you know, right then and there. And you know, he's the type of guy that you want to work hard for him. You know, you want to spill your guts for him and do everything possible, you know, so we can be successful. So
it's an interesting makeup of the staff. Guys like you come in the NFL first time coaching. What would be the difference? I mean, what do you anticipate being the difference maker in college and NFL from a coaching standpoint?
From a coaching standpoint, I think you're dealing with more mature guys, obviously. I think there's situations that you can handle a little bit differently. Obviously, there's not the recruiting aspect of it, you know, so it's really just evaluation and just coaching ball, which I love to do. So I'm excited about that.
Get some of those extra things out of there.
Yeah.
How about, what can you tell us about Jed and working with him?
Jed's a phenomenal person, very smart, very intelligent. And, you know, we've had a great working relationship over the last 2 years. And I think, you know, him coming here and me understanding everything he wants and expects from the running back position and understanding the schemes and all that, I think it was a great fit. And it was a no-brainer situation for me. When he wanted me to come on board.
We talked to Coach Yarno about the zone blocking schemes, and he might do more of that than we're used to seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the approach from a running back angle on that? Does it change?
No, not at all. I mean, I think we got to be able to execute all types of schemes, whether it be gap or zone. We want to be multiple in that aspect, you know, cause a little bit more problems for the defense. So, I think, you know, as we go into this, we'll decide what we want to do and what our identity is going to be. But right now, we're thinking we're multiple.